In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. One thing that we can see from today's gospel is that a person can believe in God for a while and then fall away. This is the tragic reality of our relationship with God. Brothers and sisters in Christ, this should be our greatest fear in this life. When we talk about the fear of God, we're not referring to a God who is out to get us. We're not referring to a God that hates us. We're not referring to a God who is determined to get even with us. We are dealing with a God who loves us perfectly, who is trying his best to save us. One who is... This is not a God who is looking for any opportunity to punish us for our sins. Will this God judge us one day? Most assuredly, he will. But this dread judgment will be based on whether or not we accepted the gift offered by him. Did we open our hearts to the healing mercies of God? Did we say yes to the grace of God? Or did we say no to it? Not just in terms of words, but in terms of our actions and how we live our lives. Did we accept his love, his grace, and his forgiveness by a lifetime of repentance? So the fear of God relates to our cutting ourselves off from the communion with the one true God. One thing that all of these different types of soil in today's gospel have in common, including the good soil, is the need for continual nourishment and cultivation. Good soil is not innately good. I was in the Delta the last couple of days for my 55th high school reunion. Had a great time. Good to see people I grew up with. And you know what farmers do after they've harvested their crops, like cotton or beans or whatever up in the Delta? You know, they plow the stalks back under. Well, why do they do that? It's to get the nutrients back into the soil. And they do that every year. This good soil is made good through death. Dead stalks, dead leaves, dead sticks, dead grass. My wife has this thing where she throws all the grass and leaves and everything, and she gives me very specific instructions about how she wants me to put that in there, and I do try to obey her. We have, you know, it helps to have some earthworms too, and I don't know if that fits in this analogy very well. They take the deteriorated organic matter and convert it to good soil. I want to read to you an excerpt from Father Zacharias' book, The Hidden Man of the Heart. Because that's what we're talking about today, is the heart. Your heart. You got one. It's not just that goes lub-dub. It's not just that heart. It's the center of your being, the nous, the real you. Father Zacharias writes in relation to this place in your human nature. All the ordinances of the undefiled church are offered to the world for the sole purpose of discovering the deep heart, the center of man's hypostasis, his person. According to the Holy Scriptures, God has fashioned every heart in a special way. And each heart is his goal, a place wherein he desires to abide, that he may manifest himself. The heart is the true temple of man's meeting with the Lord. He writes further, as long as we are held captive by our passions, which distract our mind from our heart, and lure it into the ever-changing and vain world of natural and created things, thus depriving us of all spiritual strength, we will not know the new birth from on high that makes us children of God. We give ourselves over to dishonorable passions and the dreadful famine of sin, which then establishes itself by force, becoming the law of our members. The return journey, he writes, from this remote and inhospitable land is not an easy one. And there is no hunger more fearful than that of a heart laid waste by sin. Those in whom the heart is full of the consolation of incorruptible grace can endure all external deprivations and afflictions, transforming them into a feast of spiritual joy. But the famine in a hardened heart, lacking divine consolation, is a comfortless torment. Heavy words, the words of truth. Furthermore, words of life. But if the good soil is neglected, it becomes bad soil. In this great mystery of the love that God has for us, when we sow into the soil of our own hearts death to the deeds of the flesh through repentance and prayer, and look for God in even in our fault in every man that we or woman or child we encounter, our hearts continually and progressively become receptive to the seed of God's word. His inhabitants in us. That's what he is trying to accomplish in you. For you to be the temple of the living God. And for me. And for every single human being that's ever lived. That is what his goal is. That is his program. His inhabitants of us. In us. And we become reconciled to him. And the place of his abode in us, we become the temple of the living God. Farmers in the Delta and anywhere else know that if they neglect the care of their fields, their crops' yield will suffer. The same is true in our relationship with God the Father, through God the Son, in God the Holy Spirit. Dear brethren, brothers and sisters in Christ, my friends, fellow sojourners, let us not neglect so great a salvation. Let us faithfully and honestly attend to our innermost being, our hearts, and prepare a place for our Lord to dwell in us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.